Are you tired of feeling stuck, like you're not living up to your full potential? Do you have big dreams but find yourself constantly hitting roadblocks and setbacks? If you're ready to break free from self-doubt and create a life that's truly extraordinary, then you're in the right place. In this video, we're diving deep into the power of your mind and how it can either hold you back or propel you forward. We'll explore the concept of self-talk and how it shapes your reality, your beliefs, and your actions. We'll uncover the hidden patterns that are keeping you stuck and give you the tools to rewire your brain for success. Get ready to unleash your inner badass and create a life that's truly unstoppable. This is your chance to break free from limitations, overcome challenges, and achieve your wildest dreams. So, buckle up and get ready to free yourself. 1. In the beginning. All right, folks, let's kick things off with a reality check. Have you ever felt like you're running in circles, hustling like crazy, but not really getting anywhere? Like you're stuck in a hamster wheel of your own thoughts, constantly second-guessing yourself, and feeling like you're not good enough. Yeah, me too. We all have that little voice in our heads, the one that whispers, or sometimes shouts, all sorts of nasty things. It's like a never-ending loop of self-doubt and negativity, and it can be exhausting. But here's the thing, that voice isn't the boss of you. You have the power to change the conversation. You have the power to free yourself and create a life that's truly amazing. This ain't no self-help fluff, folks. This is a wake-up call, a cosmic slap in the face to remind you of your true potential. It's time to ditch the negativity, embrace your awesomeness, and get spectacularly into your life. Now let's talk about the two types of conversations we have every day. The ones we have with others, and the ones we have with ourselves. You might think, but I don't talk to myself. Oh, but you do, my friend. In fact, most of the conversations you have in a day are with yourself. It happens when you're working, exercising, eating, even when you're sleeping. It's that constant stream of thoughts, opinions, and judgments that's always running in the background. And here's the kicker. Those thoughts have a huge impact on the quality of your life. Science has shown that the way we talk to ourselves shapes how we see the world, how we feel about ourselves, and how we interact with others. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you constantly tell yourself you're not good enough, you'll start to believe it, and your actions will reflect that belief. But here's the good news. You can change the script. You can choose to focus on positive, empowering thoughts. You can choose to talk to yourself like you would to your best friend, with kindness, compassion, and encouragement. Now, I'm not talking about some cheesy affirmations or positive thinking mumbo-jumbo. This is about getting real with yourself, about recognizing the power of your words, and about using that power to create a life that you love. So, how do we do this? It all starts with awareness. We need to become aware of the negative self-talk that's holding us back. We need to catch ourselves in the act and challenge those thoughts. Instead of saying, "I'm so stupid," we can say, "I'm learning and growing." Instead of saying, "I always mess things up," we can say, "I'm capable of making mistakes and learning from them." It's not about denying our negative emotions or pretending everything is perfect. It's about reframing our thoughts in a way that's more helpful and empowering. It's about choosing to focus on the positive, even when things are tough. And here's the thing, it takes practice. It's not going to happen overnight. But with time and effort, you can rewire your brain for positivity and create a life that's filled with joy, abundance, and success. So, are you ready to ditch the negative self-talk and embrace your awesomeness? Are you ready to free yourself and get spectacularly into your life? Let's do this. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button. Share it with your family and friends, and write "Keep it up" in the comments below. 2. I am willing. All right, folks, let's get real about something that's holding most of us back. Our willingness, or lack thereof, to change. It's like we're stuck in a rut, complaining about our jobs, relationships, or waistlines, but not actually doing anything about it. Sound familiar? Here's the truth bomb. The life you have is the life you're willing to put up with. If you're not happy with your situation, you have the power to change it. But it all starts with willingness. Now, before you start throwing excuses at me like confetti, hear me out. I know life throws curveballs. I know there are things outside of our control. But even in the face of adversity, we always have a choice. We can choose to wallow in self-pity, or we can choose to rise above our circumstances. The ancient Stoic philosopher Epictetus said it best: circumstances don't make the man, they only reveal him to himself. It's not about what happens to us, it's about how we respond. So how do we tap into this magical power of willingness? It starts with asking ourselves a simple question. Am I willing? Am I willing to do the work to change my job? Am I willing to have the tough conversations that will improve my relationships? Am I willing to make the sacrifices necessary to achieve my goals? This question is like a key that unlocks the door to our potential. When we answer yes, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities. We become empowered to take action, to face our fears, and to create the life we truly desire. But what if the answer is no? What if we're not willing to change? That's okay too. Sometimes, acknowledging our unwillingness can be just as powerful as declaring our willingness. It allows us to take stock of our lives, to reevaluate our priorities, and to make conscious choices about what we're willing to tolerate. It's like that moment when you finally decide you're done with a toxic relationship. You say, "I'm unwilling to put up with this anymore," and that declaration gives you the strength to walk away. Now, I'm not saying change is easy. It's not. It takes courage, perseverance, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But it's also incredibly liberating when we're willing to step outside of our comfort zones, to face our fears, and to embrace the unknown. We open ourselves up to a world of growth and possibility. So, let's make a pact, right here, right now. Let's stop making excuses and start taking action. Let's ask ourselves, am I willing? And let's have the courage to answer honestly. Because when we're willing to change, anything is possible. 3. I am wired to win. Hey there, champions. Get ready to have your minds blown, because I'm about to drop a truth bomb on you. You are wired to win. Yep, you heard me right. Even when you think you're losing, even when life throws you a curveball, you're still winning in some way. Now, before you roll your eyes and call me crazy, let me explain. This isn't some cheesy motivational speech or a participation trophy for life. This is about understanding the power of your subconscious mind and how it's constantly working to achieve your goals, even when you're not aware of what those goals are. Think about it like this. Your brain is like a supercomputer that's constantly processing information, making decisions, and guiding your actions. And just like any computer, it has a default setting. For most of us, that default setting is survival. We're programmed to seek pleasure and avoid pain, to stay within our comfort zones, and to repeat patterns that have worked for us in the past. But here's the thing, that survival mode can also hold us back. It can keep us stuck in jobs we hate, relationships that don't serve us, and habits that sabotage our happiness. It can make us believe that we're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy of love. So, how do we break free from this self-limiting programming? It starts with recognizing that we're always winning at something. Even when we think we're failing, we're still achieving something, even if it's just proving our own limiting beliefs right. For example, let's say you've been struggling to lose weight. You've tried every diet, every workout routine, but nothing seems to stick. You might think, I'm just not meant to be thin. I'm a failure. But what if you're actually winning at something else? What if you're winning at proving to yourself that you lack discipline, that you're not worthy of a healthy body, or that you'll always be overweight? Ouch, that's a tough pill to swallow, right? But here's the thing. Once we recognize what we're actually winning at, we can start to change the game. We can start to challenge those limiting beliefs and create new, empowering ones. The ancient Greek philosopher Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." He believed that self-reflection is key to understanding ourselves and our motivations. So, take some time to reflect on your own life. Where are you struggling? What are you winning at? What are the underlying beliefs that are driving your actions? Once you've identified those beliefs, you can start to challenge them. You can start to replace them with new, positive affirmations like, I am worthy of love, I am capable of achieving my goals, and I am wired to win. But it's not just about changing your thoughts. It's also about changing your actions. As the famous psychologist Carl Jung said, you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. So start taking action towards your goals, even if it's just small steps. The more you act in alignment with your desired outcomes, the more your subconscious mind will start to believe it's possible. You'll start to create new neural pathways in your brain, reinforcing those positive beliefs and making it easier to achieve your goals. Remember, you are wired to win. You have the power to create the life you want. So, don't let your subconscious mind hold you back. Challenge your limiting beliefs, take action towards your goals, and embrace the fact that you are a champion in the making. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button. Share it with your family and friends, and write, "Keep it up," in the comments below. 4. I got this. Hey there, resilient warriors. Let's talk about those moments when life throws us a curveball and we feel like we're about to lose our grip. You know, those times when everything seems to be going wrong and that little voice in your head starts whispering, "This is too much. I can't handle it." But here's the thing, you can handle it. You're stronger than you think, more capable than you give yourself credit for. And even when it feels like the world is crashing down around you, you have the power to rise above it. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Life can be tough, it can be messy, unpredictable, and downright unfair. But it's also full of beauty, joy, and opportunities for growth. And the key to navigating those ups and downs is to adopt a mindset of resilience and empowerment. Think of it like this. Life is a roller coaster, not a merry-go-round. There are going to be twists and turns, highs and lows. But just like a roller coaster, the ride is temporary. It might be scary at times, but it's also exhilarating. And when it's over, you'll be stronger for having gone through it. The ancient Greek philosopher Socrates had a saying, "If all our misfortunes were laid in one common heap, whence everyone must take an equal portion, most people would be content to take their own and depart." In other words, we all have our own struggles and no one's life is perfect. But by recognizing that everyone faces challenges, we can gain perspective on our own problems and find the strength to overcome them. Now, I'm not saying we should compare our struggles to others and minimize our own pain, But it's important to remember that we're not alone in this. We're all in this together, navigating the ups and downs of life. So, how do we cultivate this mindset of resilience? It starts with changing the way we talk to ourselves. Instead of saying, "Life is too hard," we can say, "I'm facing a challenge, but I'm capable of overcoming it." Instead of saying, "I'll never make it through this," we can say, "I've been through tough times before, and I'll get through this too." It's not about denying our feelings or pretending that everything is okay. It's about reframing our thoughts in a way that's more empowering and solution-oriented. It's about focusing on what we can control rather than dwelling on what we can't. And here's the thing. Action breeds confidence. The more we take action towards our goals, the more we prove to ourselves that we're capable. We start to build a track record of success, and that gives us the confidence to tackle even bigger challenges. So the next time you're feeling overwhelmed, take a deep breath and say it with me. "I got this." You might not have all the answers right now, but you have the strength, the resilience, and the determination to figure it out. You've got this, my friend. Now go out there and show the world what you're made of. 5. I embrace the uncertainty. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about something that freaks us all out: uncertainty. It's like that creepy dark corner in the basement that we avoid at all costs. But guess what? That's where all the good stuff is hiding. Think about it. Uncertainty is where the magic happens. It's the birthplace of new ideas, new adventures, and new possibilities. It's the fertile ground where our dreams can take root and blossom. The ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, "The only constant in life is change." He understood that the universe is in a constant state of flux, and that trying to cling to certainty is like trying to hold on to water in your hands. It's just not possible. In today's world, we're obsessed with control. We want to know what's going to happen next, to plan every detail of our lives, and to avoid any surprises. But here's the thing. Life is unpredictable. No matter how much we try to control it, there will always be things that are outside of our grasp. Think about it like this. Have you ever planned a perfect day, only to have it completely derailed by unexpected events? Maybe your car broke down, your flight got cancelled, or your date stood you up. It's frustrating, isn't it? But it's also a reminder that we can't control everything. The more we try to cling to certainty, the more anxious and stressed we become. We start to fear the unknown, to avoid taking risks, and to settle for a life that's less than we deserve. But here's the good news. Uncertainty can be a gift. It can be the catalyst that propels us out of our comfort zones and into a life of adventure and growth. It can open us up to new experiences, new relationships, and new possibilities. So, how do we embrace the uncertainty? It starts with a shift in mindset. Instead of fearing the unknown, we can start to see it as an opportunity for growth and expansion. We can start to view challenges as adventures, setbacks as learning experiences, and failures as stepping stones to success. It also means letting go of our need for control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we respond. We can choose to react with grace, resilience, and a sense of humor. Think about it like this. Have you ever faced a difficult situation and surprised yourself with your own strength and resourcefulness? That's the power of embracing uncertainty. It allows us to tap into our inner reserves of strength and creativity, and to discover that we're capable of more than we ever imagined. So, let's make a pact to embrace the uncertainty. Let's stop trying to control everything and start trusting the flow of life. Let's open ourselves up to new experiences, new relationships, and new possibilities. Let's live our lives with a sense of adventure and curiosity, knowing that the greatest rewards often lie in the unknown. 6. I am not my thoughts, I am what I do. Hey there, mind ninjas. Let's talk about the hustle and bustle of our brains, that non-stop chatter that can sometimes feel like a broken record on repeat. We've all been there, right? Stuck in a mental loop of self-doubt, worry, and all-around negativity. It's like our minds are running a marathon, and we're just along for the ride, getting exhausted by all the mental gymnastics. But here's the thing, we are not our thoughts. We're not defined by that constant stream of consciousness that's always chattering away in the background. We are so much more than our thoughts. We are our actions, our choices, our behaviors. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a radio station, constantly broadcasting different channels of thoughts and emotions. Some channels are upbeat and positive, while others are filled with static and negativity. But you have the power to change the channel. You have the power to choose which thoughts you tune into and which ones you let fade into the background. Now, I'm not saying we should ignore our thoughts altogether. They're an important part of who we are, and they can provide valuable insights and guidance. But we also need to recognize that not all thoughts are created equal. Some thoughts are helpful and empowering, while others are harmful and limiting. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This is a powerful reminder that we have the power to choose our response to any situation. We can choose to let our thoughts control us, or we can choose to control our thoughts. So, how do we do this? It all starts with awareness. We need to become aware of the thoughts that are running through our minds, and we need to start questioning them. Are these thoughts helpful? Are they true? Are they serving me? If the answer is no, then it's time to change the channel. We can do this by focusing on positive affirmations, practicing gratitude, and engaging in activities that bring us joy. We can also challenge our negative thoughts with evidence and logic. For example, if you're constantly telling yourself that you're not good enough, ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support this belief? Have I achieved anything in my life that contradicts this belief? By challenging our negative thoughts, we can start to rewire our brains for positivity. We can create new neural pathways that reinforce empowering beliefs and help us see the world in a more positive light. But it's not just about changing our thoughts, it's also about changing our actions. As the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. If we want to change our lives, we need to start acting in ways that are consistent with our desired outcomes. We need to stop procrastinating, start taking risks, and step outside of our comfort zones. Think about it like this. Have you ever had a goal that you really wanted to achieve, but you kept putting it off because you didn't feel ready or confident enough? But then, one day, you just decided to go for it, and you surprised yourself with what you were able to accomplish. That's the power of action. It can transform our lives in ways that our thoughts alone never could. So, let's make a commitment to living by our actions, not just our thoughts. Let's choose to do the things that scare us, that challenge us, and that bring us closer to our dreams. Let's stop letting our thoughts control us and start taking control of our lives. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with your family and friends, and write "Keep it up" in the comments below. 7. I am relentless. Hey there, go-getters. Let's talk about that unstoppable force within you, the one that keeps you going when the going gets tough. Relentlessness. It's like a fire in your belly, a burning desire to achieve your dreams, no matter what obstacles stand in your way. Think back to some of your biggest wins in life. Maybe you landed your dream job, started a successful business, or finally shed those stubborn pounds. How did you do it? Chances are it wasn't by sitting around and waiting for things to happen. It was by being relentless in your pursuit of your goals. Now, I'm not talking about being a bulldozer, plowing through everything and everyone in your path. I'm talking about focused, determined action, day in and day out. It's about refusing to give up, even when you face setbacks and challenges. It's about having that unwavering belief in yourself and your abilities. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle called this eudaimonia, which is often translated as happiness or flourishing. But it's more than just feeling good. It's about living a life of purpose, meaning, and fulfillment. It's about striving for excellence in all areas of your life and never settling for mediocrity. In today's world, it's easy to get distracted and lose sight of our goals. We're constantly bombarded with messages that tell us to be happy with what we have, to not rock the boat, to play it safe. But if you want to achieve something extraordinary, you have to be willing to step outside of your comfort zone and embrace the discomfort of growth. Think about it like this. Have you ever achieved something great without putting in a significant amount of effort? Probably not. Whether it's learning a new skill, starting a business, or building a loving relationship, anything worthwhile takes time, dedication, and a whole lot of grit. But here's the thing. You have that grit within you. You have the power to be relentless in the pursuit of your dreams. You just have to tap into it. One way to do this is by setting clear goals and breaking them down into smaller, actionable steps. When you have a roadmap for success, it's easier to stay motivated and focused, even when things get tough. Another way to cultivate relentlessness is by surrounding yourself with supportive people who believe in you and your dreams. Their encouragement and positive energy can be a powerful fuel for your fire. And finally, it's about celebrating your wins, both big and small. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Acknowledging your progress will help you stay motivated and keep pushing towards your ultimate goals. Remember, you are wired for greatness. You have the potential to achieve anything you set your mind to. So, don't let fear or doubt hold you back. Embrace the challenge, be relentless in your pursuit, and never give up on your dreams. You've got this. 8. I expect nothing and accept everything. Hey there, my fellow adventurers in the realm of love and life. Let's chat about something that can either make or break our happiness: expectations. Now, I'm not talking about those everyday expectations, like expecting your morning coffee to be hot or your bestie to show up on time for brunch. I'm talking about those sneaky, unconscious expectations that lurk beneath the surface, the ones we don't even realize we have until they rear their ugly heads and leave us feeling disappointed, resentful, or even heartbroken. Picture this. You've been pouring your heart and soul into a passion project, like starting a new business. You've done your research, made a plan, and things are going swimmingly, until they're not. A major supplier backs out, your funding falls through, or a global pandemic throws a wrench in your carefully crafted plans. Suddenly, you're spiraling into a pit of despair, questioning everything you've worked for. Sound familiar? We've all been there, haven't we? We get so caught up in our expectations of how things should be that we forget to appreciate how things are. We build these elaborate castles in the sky, only to watch them crumble when reality doesn't match our fantasies. But here's the thing. Expectations are the ultimate buzzkill. They rob us of our joy, our peace of mind, and our ability to roll with the punches. They set us up for disappointment and make it difficult to appreciate the present moment. The ancient Stoic philosopher Epictetus had a saying, "Don't seek to have events happen as you wish, but wish them to happen as they do happen, and all will be well with you." This might sound like some kind of passive resignation, but it's actually a powerful mindset shift. When we let go of our expectations, we free ourselves from the tyranny of shoulds and supposed tos. We open ourselves up to the possibility of embracing life as it unfolds, with all its twists and turns, surprises and disappointments. Now, I'm not saying we should just give up on our dreams and goals, but we need to approach them with a sense of flexibility and detachment. We need to be willing to adapt our plans when things don't go as expected, and to find joy in the journey, not just the destination. Think about it like this. Have you ever planned a perfect vacation, only to have it rained out? It's disappointing, sure. But what if, instead of sulking in your hotel room, you decided to embrace the rain and explore a new part of town? You might discover a hidden gem of a cafe, strike up a conversation with a local artist, or stumble upon a breathtaking view that you never would have seen otherwise. That's the beauty of letting go of expectations. It opens us up to the unexpected, the serendipitous, and the truly magical moments that life has to offer. So, how do we break free from the grip of expectations? It starts with awareness. We need to become mindful of the expectations we're holding on to, both the conscious and the unconscious ones. We need to ask ourselves, what am I expecting from this situation? Is this expectation realistic? Is it helpful? Once we've identified our expectations, we can start to challenge them. We can ask ourselves, what if things don't go as planned? What if I don't get what I want? Can I still be happy? By questioning our expectations, we can start to loosen their grip on us. We can start to create space for acceptance, flexibility, and a greater sense of peace. And here's the thing, letting go of expectations doesn't mean we have to settle for mediocrity or give up on our dreams. It simply means that we're no longer attached to a specific outcome. We're open to the possibility that life might have something even better in store for us. So, let's make a pact to embrace the unexpected, to let go of our expectations, and to accept life as it comes. Let's live in the moment with curiosity and wonder, and let's trust that the universe has our backs. Because when we expect nothing and accept everything, we open ourselves up to the infinite possibilities that life has to offer. 9. Where next? All right, my trailblazers. We've journeyed through the wild terrain of our minds, battled our inner demons, and emerged stronger and wiser. We've learned to harness the power of our words, to embrace uncertainty, to act relentlessly, and to let go of expectations. We've discovered that we are not our thoughts, but rather the sum of our actions. So, where do we go from here? Well, that's up to you, my friend. The world is your oyster, and you have the power to create any life you desire. But here's a little secret. The journey doesn't end here. It's just beginning. Think of it like this. You've just graduated from Free Yourself University with a PhD in badassery. You've got the tools, the knowledge, and the mindset to take on anything life throws your way. But just like any graduate, you still have a lot to learn and experience. The ancient Greek philosopher Socrates believed that the journey of self-discovery is a lifelong pursuit. He said, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." In other words, the more we learn, the more we realize how much we don't know. So, Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep pushing yourself to be the best version of yourself. The world needs your unique gifts and talents, and it's up to you to share them with the world. But here's the thing. It's not about being perfect. It's about being authentic, about showing up as your true self, flaws and all. It's about embracing your imperfections and using them as fuel for growth. Think about it like this. Have you ever met someone who seemed perfect on the outside, but you could sense that something was off? Maybe they were too polished, too put together, too afraid to show their true colors. That's not real, folks. That's just a facade. The most beautiful, most inspiring people are the ones who are real, who are willing to be vulnerable, who aren't afraid to show their scars. They're the ones who have faced their demons, learned from their mistakes, and emerged stronger and wiser. So, don't be afraid to be yourself. Embrace your quirks, your passions, your weirdness. The world needs more authenticity, more realness, more people who are willing to show up as their true selves. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together, navigating the ups and downs of life. So, reach out to your friends, family, and community. Connect with people who support you, inspire you, and challenge you to grow. Because at the end of the day, life is about connection. It's about loving and being loved, about giving and receiving, about making a difference in the world. And the more we connect with ourselves and others, the more fulfilling and meaningful our lives become. So, go out there and live your life to the fullest. Embrace the uncertainty, take risks, and chase your dreams. Be relentless in your pursuit of happiness, and never give up on yourself. You've got this.